So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Kala yara marba livdik benoshim mishubachas ubanoshim tikatzitz. It's praiseworthy for women to check often whether they became a nida, but men should not check whether they became a balkari. The Gemara explains. Noshim lab benois hargoshin ninu mishubachis, and noshim de bnei hargoshin ninu tikatzitz. Women will not feel sensations from bedika, and so they may check to avoid possible tumma when coming into contact with tyrus. But men will have sensations when they check. This can lead to sin. Therefore, kikatani marba anoshim tana. Men should not check even occasionally. The Gemara qualifies this ruling. This is only regarding Keri. However, he should check himself regarding a possible zayiv discharge to know whether he is obligated to bring a carbon. Additionally, even for Keri, he may check with a stone or something hard which does not cause sensations, and the Braisa adds, he may check with a cloth, and the Bai explains bematlas ava. This refers to a thick, hard cloth which does not cause sensation. The Gemara cites a related ruling. One who holds his aver while urinating deserves the punishment of the Der HaMabel. However, the Chama argued, some drops might sprinkle back on his feet, and this will cause people to suspect that his aver is damaged and that he cannot father children, and the children of his family are mamzer. And Rabbi Eliezer replied, he can urinate from a high place or onto soft earth and avoid these drops. Furthermore, even if this is not possible, it's preferable to cause rumors about one's children rather than acting wickedly for even one moment, because such activity can lead to a needless discharge, and Rabbi Yechanan ruled one who is Maitzi Zera is liable for death. Others add, kilu shefach dam, it's comparable to murder, and others say, based on the pasuk, kilu eber abayis kechavim, it's comparable to idolatry. The Gemara relates that Shmuel was standing on the roof of a shul, and he told Rabbi Yehuda, "Achiz ba'mascha v'hashtin l'chutz." You may hold your aver and urinate off the roof, so as not to urinate on the roof of the shul. The Gemara gives several justifications for this leniency. Kivin de'beisi la'asi laharhure. Since he was frightened, he would not have impure thoughts. And the Gemara suggests several reasons for this fright. Be'isusa de'lelya b'de'igra. He was afraid of standing close to the roof's edge at night. Be'isusa de'rabbe. He was in the presence of his Rebbe Shmuel. Be'isusa de'shchina. He was on the roof of a shul in the presence of the Shchina. Or e'masa de'mariyala. He was known for always maintaining a high level of Yerushalayim. Nosehava, he was married, and so we're not as concerned about impure thoughts. Misaye be'beyim al-mata. He told him he could assist using the be'yim. Ma'ataru la'mata mutter, ma'ataru la'mala asr. It's only forbidden to hold the aver from under the atara towards the body, but it's permitted from the atara towards the ground. The Gemara cites a related ruling. Omer Rava, makasha atzim ladasi hei benitui. One who rouses himself deserves to be excommunicated, because k'megari yitzahara anafshe, he's inciting the yitzahara upon himself. Similarly, the Gemara expounds the pasuk leitinaf, leitehei b'cha niyuf bein b'yad bein b'regel. It's forbidden to arouse oneself with one's hands or feet. The Mishnah used the expression of anoshim tikatzitz. A man who checks himself for keri and risks or arousing himself should have his hand cut off. And the Gemara inquires, din etznan or latus etznan? Is this an actual ruling or is this meant as a curse? And the Gemara does not resolve this inquiry. The Mishnah now refers to several women who cannot examine themselves. Zok the Mishnah, hachareshes, a deif woman. And the Gemara explains, b'she'inim medaberes ve'inim shemas. This refers to a woman who is a deaf mute and is considered a shaita, mentally incompetent, but medaberes ve'inim shemas, ihi tibdik l'nasha. If she can speak, but is merely deaf, she is considered a pakachas, mentally competent, and can examine herself. Va'shaita, a mentally incompetent woman. Va'suma, a blind woman. The Gemara points out, ihi tibdik l'nasha, v'techsi l'chaverta. She can check herself and ask her friend to examine it for her. Yeah, but the Gemara says, Suma in the Mishnah, we must omit the case of a Suma from the Mishnah. Veshenitra Fadaita, and a woman who lost her mind, and as the Gemara explains, Shenitra Fadaita Machmas Chayli. This refers to a normal woman who lost her mind due to illness. In all these cases, the Mishnah rules, Miesh Lehen Pikachis, Mesaknes Eisen, Vehen Eichlis Bechuma, Baikis Eisen, Umatpil Neisen. Other competent women can help them to become pure by helping them check and immerse properly, and they can then eat Chuma. The Gemara cites a related braise. Other competent kahan can immerse an insane kohen and feed him chuma, and they make sure that he does not fall asleep because he might then become tamei. Therefore, yashin tamei, lo yashin tar. If he falls asleep, we treat him as if he became tamei again, but as long as he stays awake, he's assumed to be tar. However, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Tzadik, Eisen le'kis shalar. We make for him a leather pouch which we can check for a discharge. Now, the Chum raised two objections. Kol shekin shemevel dechimum, the leather itself can cause him to become aroused. A minute discharge might cause him to become tamei, but it can be absorbed into the leather and will not be noticed. The Gemara cites a braisa with a third opinion. We make a metal pouch. The Gemara cites several related halachas. Mechnasayim asur. It's forbidden to wear tight-fitting breeches because they can cause one to become aroused. Rechve gemalim asurin lecha betruma. Camel riders may not eat truma because we're concerned that he became aroused and became tamei. Similarly, a braisa notes rechve gemalim kulim rasham. Camel riders are usually wicked because they cause themselves to sin. Hasapanim kulim tzadikim. Sailors are usually righteous because they live in danger and constantly turn to Hashem. Hachamarim mehen rasham mehen tzadikim. Donkey drivers are sometimes righteous and sometimes wicked, and the Gemara offers two explanations. Had demachav, had delemachav. If they ride with a saddle, they're righteous because it's hard and they will not be aroused, but if they ride without a saddle, they're wicked. Had demitartin, had delemitartin. If they ride astride, they're wicked. But if they sit sideways, they're righteous because they will not become aroused. A related ruling, Rabbi Shua ben Levi liet aman de gane aparket. One should not lie on his back because it's embarrassing if he becomes aroused and because he may rest his hands on himself and become aroused. However, kimatzli shabardami. If he leans to the side, it is permitted.